Alton Bank and their branch, Bank of Birch Street. Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton and Alton and Thayer. The Fuel Express. Paintmasters Collision Repair. Shelter Insurance, Norm Hollis in Alton, along with the Alton Quick Connection. West Plains Bank and Trust Company. Don's Auto Service and Tire Center of West Plains. Ozark's Healthcare Orthopedic and Spine Clinic of West Plains. And Taylor Grubau Chevrolet Buick GMC in West Plains. This is for third place in the Battle of the Water Tournament. Of course, the Alton Comets coming off of a loss to the Mammoth Spring Bears two nights ago in a dandy game. Mammoth Spring had to come from behind as the Alton Comets just kind of ran out of gas as that one ran down. And, of course, the Comets are coming off of a loss last night to the Willow Springs Bears. For the Couch Indians, they're coming off of a loss in the semifinals to number one seed of Pocahontas after winning their first round game over Calico Rock. Alton Comets are the 3 seed. Couch, the 5 seed. They play for the third place trophy here this afternoon. And this game, the first of 3 games in a row. We'll have both the girls and boys championships coming up later tonight. The voice of the Mammoth Spring Bears, Mike Robertson, will have the call of both of those. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with your starting lineups for today's game in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sport Network.
Join the Alton Bank in welcoming their newest loan officer, Dylan Pitcock. He brings several years of banking experience and passion for helping people reach their financial goals. Dylan will be assisting customers with all types of loans, focusing on ag and consumer lending. Dylan was born and raised in West Plains and now lives in the Ozarks with his wife and their 3 kids. He looks forward to getting to know more folks in the community and helping them with everything from buying a vehicle to financing farming operations. Stop by the Alton Bank and say hello to their newest loan officer, Dylan Pitcock. Alton Bank, worth changing banks for. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the people of Missouri. We're for kayakers, car dealers, grocery baggers, and mail carriers. We're for teachers, preachers, students, and singers. Armed service members, you bet we're for you. We're for people who shake your hand and say hello, not because they know you, but because they don't. We're for brewmasters, stockbrokers, beauty queens, and truck drivers. And don't worry, we're still for farmers too. Whatever you do, if you're a Missourian, we're for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
One of your many proud Comet supporters is Alton Quick Connection. They appreciate your business. It's 24-hour pay at the pump fuel and a whole lot more. Daily lunch specials and hand-dipped ice cream, which really hits the spot after that Hunt's Brother Pizza. Of course, Alton Quick is the favorite spot for snacks of all kinds, along with a laundromat for your convenience. Stop in, especially during the happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 daily on a 32-ounce fountain drink. Food, fuel, and good service. You got it at Alton Quick Connection.
Let Paint Masters do the mending. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Hello, I'm Johnny Crash, and when I've been one up, I take it to the folks who really care down at Paint Masters Collision Repair. They're in Alton, Missouri, so you'll never have to worry. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Just call 417-778-7080. PaintMastersCollisionRepair.com.
And we're back at the Mammoth Spring High School Gym, the Battle of the Border Tournament. Let's take a look at how things have gone so far today. In the game just completed, the girls' third place game. I'm sorry, that's not right. In the girls' it was the third place game. Yeah, it was the girls' third place game. Let me get to the right place in my bracket. It was Cotter with the upset over the number one seed, Willow Springs Lady Bears. And the Lady Bears had a rough week here as they won their first round match, 65-32 over Koshkonong. And then they were upset by Maynard in the semifinals. And then they got beat again today by Cotter, 54-61. 54 was the final there. So Cotter takes third place. Willow Springs will finish with the fourth place trophy. And the boys division, earlier today, they had the consolation matchup. And it was Calico Rock, a winner over Maynard, 64-50. And that brings us to today's third place matchup between the Alton Comets and the Couch Indians. Again, look at how they got here. For the Couch Indians, they beat Calico Rock in the first round, then lost to Pocahontas in the second. For the Alton Comets, a good win over Maynard in the first round on Monday, a game you heard right here on K-Country 95. Then they lost to the host school, Mammoth Spring, in the semifinals. And what was a good ball game. And I expect this one's going to be a good one today. These are the two teams that play each other two or three times a year, and it's always a fantastic matchup. Of course, two schools that are always separated by about 15 miles. They've been playing in the Big Springs Conference for years and years and years. And I would say, I would imagine if you went over the years and look at the overall record, it would be very close to 500. Probably over the years and years of basketball, because Couches, especially a few years ago, had some very good teams. Of course, the Alton Comets, legendary at Alton for their basketball, especially through the 1980s and the 1990s. And they're coming back. These Comets, they've got some good shooters, young players, not a senior on the team. I was talking to Mammoth Spring coach Houston Cooper earlier. We were talking about these Alton Comets. He said, man, they're going to be good a year from now because everybody comes back from them. That they start juniors and sophomores. No freshmen and no seniors on this team. So what they've got out there now is what they've got to work with. And if they are hot, if they're hitting a shot from the perimeter, they are very hard to beat. They're also very quick defensively. And they're going to play a zone. They're going to play some man-to-man. They're going to do a little bit of it all. And you can say pretty much the same thing about the Couch Indians. Oh, the Indians do have a little bit of size and will have a size advantage over the Alton Comets in this one today. Couch will be the home team. Alton will be the visitors on the scoreboard. And we're going to be back with your starting lineups for today's game in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sport Network.
A friend is someone who knows where you came from. Someone who always shows up when you need them. Someone who's there for the good times and the challenging ones. With comprehensive insurance policies backed by award-winning customer service, Shelter Insurance is committed to being there when you need us most.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis.
Your car is too valuable to trust to just anyone with finding the right parts. Alton Auto Parts is your locally owned parts dealer. Their staff combines for over 70 years of experience to keep your car running like new for years to come. Whether you need filters, batteries, brakes, lights, fluids, or maybe special tools for the do-it-yourselfer, you can find it all at Alton Auto Parts. Visit them on Highway 160 in Alton. Follow them on Facebook or give them a call at 417-778-7153. It's Alton Auto Parts on Highway 160 in Alton.
And we're back here on the hill at Mammoth Spring, Arkansas, getting ready for our game, third place game for the Battle of the Water Tournament. And again, big night here on K-Country 95. We'll have both the championship games for you a little bit later on this evening. And now we have the announcement of the starting lineup for the Alton Comets. Under the direction of Kristen Robbins, his second year as the head coach of the Comets, he'll start with number 11, Kendrick Sechrist. Number 15, a sophomore, Jared Holzapple. Number 1, the junior, Caden Willard. Number 24, the big man in the middle, Corbin Tharp. And the junior, number 2, his second year as a starter, Jacob Ruddy. And we're getting ready for the announcement for the Couch Indians. And we know number 11, Lance Morey, really good player, returning starter for Coach Justin Regal and the Couch Indians. Also number 1, Coy Amick, will get a start this afternoon. Number 13, Dalton Royer. Number 22, Kendrick Williams. And looking for number three, Dylan Larson, who is a senior. So the three seniors and a junior for the Couch Indians. Well, two juniors for the Couch Indians. For the Alton Comets, it's a junior, a sophomore, junior, and junior. Three juniors and a sophomore. Alton will be the visiting team on the scoreboard. They'll wear the blue uniforms trimmed in gold. And the Couch Indians will be the home team on the scoreboard as the higher seed. They are wearing the white uniforms trimmed in red. And we are set to go. Justin Regal, been a head coach at Couch now, 3 years, I think. And for the Alton Comets, Christian Robbins in his second season. And it'll be Morey to jump it up for the Couch Indians. And it'll be the big man, Corbin Tharp, to jump for the Alton Comets. Tharp with about a 6-inch advantage, and the Comets win the tip. It goes to Sechrist. Sechrist to bring it across the timeline. And it looks like Couch going to play a little zone defense here. Alton pounds the ball down inside to Ruddy. Turns and shoots. Up the rim, no good. Tharp with a rebound. Couldn't follow it. Another rebound to Alton. No shot. Again, it's Tharp, and he banks it in off the backboard. Alton Comets on top early. 2-0. Alton, little full court man-to-man here. Morey with the ball for Couch. Moves it in the middle of the lane. Has it poked away. Scramble after loose ball picked up by Alton. Willard's got it on the break, right down the middle floor, into the lane. A lot of contact. We're getting a blocking foul called on number 22, Kendrick Williams. That'll be his first of the afternoon. And it'll send Caden Willard to the free throw line. Caden, really good player, great guard, great range on his shot. You'll able to see him shoot one from 25 feet, although he does like to try and get to the rim. First free throw is up and bounces off the back iron, no good. Just underway here in the third place game of the Battle of the Border Tournament. Alton on top 2-0, and Willard shooting another free throw. This one up, this one's good. First point of the night for Caden Willard, and again, Alton full court pressure. Willard guarding Morey in the backcourt. Morey brings him across the timeline on the dribble. Takes it to the top of the key, and Willard takes it away. Willard will drive for the uncontested layup, and he missed it. Tip up by Alton, no good, and a rebound to Morey. Morey on a 3-on-2 break, goes to the bucket, lays it up, no. Tharp cleans the rebound for Couch, and we get a foul going to be called on the Couch Indians. It is number 11, Lance Morey. Seems like I'm saying the name Morey a lot, but he's the only Couch Indian that's handled the ball yet and commits the first foul. All breaks the full court pressure all the way down the court to Holzapfel, who will drive to the bucket and score the layup. Alton went over the top of the full court pressure and got the easy layup. Alton up now 5-0, 6:44 to go, first quarter. Morey into the front court with the ball. Moves it to the left side, got it there to Williams. Williams moves off the screen, and it is stolen by Willard. Willard can't quite get the handle, now picks it up. That'll bring it in the front court. Alton will get into the half court set. Out on top they go to Seacrest. Seacrest backs it out, goes right side to Holzapfel. Holzapfel down to the wing, back outside. There goes the Seacrest to the bucket. His shot's going to be blocked out of bounds. Seacrest has his shot blocked out of bounds by the Couch Indians. Alton will inbound it on the baseline. Just to the right side of the glass on the home end of the court. Looking in, finally bringing the ball in to Holzapfel. Swings it around to Willard. Long three is in and out. No good. Long rebound taken by Ruddy. Ruddy going toward the basket. Banks it up and in. It's good. Jacob Ruddy with a bucket. 7-0 Alton. 2 minutes into the first quarter. Willard already with a couple of steals out front. Morey brings it across the timeline here. Alton playing man-to-man in a full court defense. Morey gives it up down in the corner. Long shot for Couch. It's up and no good. Rebound Ruddy for Alton. Got it out to Willard. Willard up the right sideline. Pulls it up now on the right wing. Feeds the ball back out front to Ruddy. Ruddy back to Willard. Thought about the three, doesn't take it. They'll swing it around. Got it to Seacrest for a three. That one's off the mark. And the Couch Indians yank down the rebound. It was Lance Morey with the board for Couch. The senior brings it in the front court between the legs with a dribble. Looking over the situation. Goes down to the wing. Now back in the lane. Ball poked away. Picked up by Tharp. Corbin on the break. All the way. Finger rolls over the rim, and it's good. And it's 9-0. Alton running away here in the early going at the Battle of the Border tournament. Morey with it for Couch, into the lane, dumps it down low, but we got a whistle and a foul going to be called before the shot. Got it down low to Amick, who was wide open and was going to score a layup, but a foul called before that on Jacob Ruddy. And first substitution of the game, number 13, Royer checks out, and number 15 checks in for Couch. And I don't have a 15 listed. I'll have to find out who that is. Couch inbounds the ball, non-shooting foul. Got it into Williams. Williams back to Morey. Morey looking for a screen. Now goes opposite way of the screen, down the left side of the lane. A little fadeaway jumper is good. Lance Morey, first 2 points of the game for the Couch Indians at Alton. Again, breaking the press. Got the ball down to Holzapfel. Shoot the three, and it's good. Holzapfel hits the three. He's got five early. Alton Comets up 12-2, and now a foul out in the open court on Caden Willard. Tried to get in front of Morey. He's going to be called for a block. First foul of the game on him. Coffin will check into the game now for the Alton Comets as the big man Corbin Tharp will come out. Well, the number 15 for Couch is not in the program, so I'm sorry I can't tell you who that is. I apologize for that. And number 22 with it for the Couch Indian swings it to Morey on the left side wing. Morey takes off to the top of the key. Now going down the right side of the lane. Fakes the pass. Shoots the jumper, and it's good. Lance Morey got that one up over the right side of the rim. Alton again, no problem breaking the press. as Seacrest takes it up the right side, swings it out on top to Willard. He'll pump a 22-footer. It's no good. And a rebound taken by the Couch Indians. And a foul going to be called on number 13, Grant Compton, who just checked into the game for the Alton Comets. Third tee foul on the Comets. Couch has been called for two. We're at the midway point of the first quarter. Couch bringing it up out of the backcourt. Again, Alton pulled off the full court pressure. They're picking up in a man-to-man at half court. Williams brings it into the front court for Couch. Gives it up and gets it right back on the wing. Still on the left side. Gives back to Morey out on top. He'll pull up for a three. It's off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound taken by Seacrest for the Alton Comets. Here he comes, Holzapfel. Holzapfel gives to Ruddy. He'll fire a three. That one didn't catch anything and lands out of bounds down on the baseline. It'll be Couch Indian ball. Indians will make a substitution. Morey checks out of the game. Number 13 checking back in, Dalton Royer. And Royer gets the inbound pass, gives it back to Kendrick Williams. Williams up through the middle of the floor, takes it to the top of the key. Wings the ball on the right side for Larson. Larson going down to the baseline. Now brings it back out front for Williams. Williams thought about taking a three, didn't. Gives it back up to Royer. Royer back to Williams, going toward the lane. Pulls up with a shot. They're going to wave it off. Going to get a foul call before the shot. On number one, Caden Willard. And that's number two on Willard here in the first quarter. And immediately, Alton making a substitution. Willard will check out of the game. And Alton bringing in a substitution. We'll have to find out who that is. Didn't have him listed either. Corbin Tharp checking back into the ballgame. Number 30 checks in for Alton, Mason Simmons. And Couch inbounds to basketball. They got it in for Larson. Larson to the left side. We're going to get a foul out front. That's going to be on Mason. No. Who'd they call that on? Called it on number 15 for the Couch Indians, and we're, no, for the Alton Comets, number 15. That'll be a Holzapfel.
That's 15.
15 is Massey. Okay. So it's not 5, it's 15. All right. And Couch Indians at the free throw line. Shooting two-shot foul. First one is up, and it's good. Number 3, Dylan Larson. His first point of the game. First person for Couch to score other than Lance Morey. Second free throw is up, and it's good. So Larson hits 2. Makes it a 12-6 ball game. Alton on top. Comets swing it to the left side. Trying to get in the half court set here. 25 on the shot clock. They bounce it out to Corbin Tharp. Tharp gives it up to Mason Simmons. Mason going into the lane, shoots a floater, and it's good. Mason Simmons, one of our St. Jude kids right there. Good to see Mason out on the basketball court. Doesn't that make you feel good, Mike Robertson? Couch swinging the ball around the horn, got it to a shot, no good, and Mason Simmons janks down the rebound. By the way, it was up. Alton coming the other way, going all the way to the basket, is ready, puts up a shot, counting, and a foul. I think they're getting Massey on the foul. We'll have to check on the number. Now number 13 called for the foul. That is Royer, be his first, and the third team foul on Couch. So Ruddy gets credit for the basket. He's got 4 points in the game, and he'll go the line and shoot for the three-point play. It is up. Free throw, no good. Rebound volleyed up and around, but taken by the Couch Indians. They swing it up the court for Royer. Royer gives it up down the corner. Three-point shot, no. Tharp yanks down a rebound for Alton. Here come the Comets on the break. Got it to Holzapfel to the bucket for the lay-in. Holzapfel's got 7 in the quarter. And Alton up by 12 again, 18-6 with 2 minutes to play in the first period. Here's Morey, takes the ball to the free throw line, might have traveled, no call. Gives it up to Roberts. Roberts back out front to Morey. Morey working against the defense of Seacrest. Takes him down the middle of the lane, finger rolls it up and in. That's a nice play by Lance Morey, number 11 for Couch. He's got 6 of the 8 points for the Couch Indians. Comets coming the other way, Ruddy. Steps in the lane, gives the ball out to Holzapfel. On the right side now, shot is up. No good by Seacrest, and the rebound controlled by Couch. Indians up the right sideline. Number 3 with control, Larson. Feeds it out top to Morey. Morey looking low. Nobody open. Gives it up now to Royer. Royer still on the dribble and gives it on the left side to Morey. Morey always has trouble with a handleball picked up by Alton. Here come the Comets. The 2-on-1 all the way to bucket shot. No. A tip up by the Comets. No. And Holzapfel brings down the rebound and is going to get fouled by Lance Morey of the Couch Indians. And Morey called for his second foul in the first quarter. 14th foul on the Couch Indians. Alton making more substitutions. Number 13, Coffin checks back in the game as number 11, Seacrest, goes to the bench. Comets inbound the ball, got to Tharp. Off to Mason Simmons for three, and it's good! Mason with 5 points off the bench here in the first quarter. 1 minute to play. Alton leads it 21-8. 1 minute to play in the first period. Couch with it. Long shot, top of the key. Count it and a foul. Number 3, Dylan Larson hits one from downtown and gets fouled on the play. Foul on the Alton Comets, number 30. That is Simmons. So Mason come in and hit a couple of buckets off the bench and now call for the foul. 51 seconds to go in the first period. Alton by 10, 21-11. And trying to make it a 9-point game, he does. Larson hits the free throw. 6 points for Larson, 6 for Morey. Those are the only two that scored for Couch. And here's a give to Coffin for the Alton Comets. He has his shot blocked and the loose ball picked up by the Couch Indians. Here they come. Larson moves into the front court. Swings the ball over on the left side to Williams. Williams working against the defender. Tries to go, now backs it out. Gives it on the right side to Roberts. Roberts out on the wing, handles it with a dribble. Gives it back to Williams. 17 on the shot clock. Williams from way downtown couldn't hit the shot. Tried to draw the foul, and here's Alton breaking the full court pressure. Ready, trying to draw the baseline. He's going to get fouled, and I believe they'll get Williams for this one. Kendrick Williams, number 22, stopped him going down the baseline, and he's called for the foul. So Kendrick Williams with his second in the first quarter. So Morey and Williams, pair of starters, both with two fouls here in the first period for Coach Regal and his Couch Indians. Ready at the free throw line, hits the first. Ready with 5 points now in the first period. Now Williams leaves the game. Number one checks in, Coy Amick. Amick into the ballgame for the Couch Indians. Ruddy will shoot another free throw. This one is up and it's good. Ruddy hits them both. He's got 6. Alton led by Holzapfel with 7 in the game. Good balance scoring by the Comets up and down the lineup. Morey with the ball for Couch. Gives it up. Royer for a long three, and it's good. On Larson, I'm sorry. That was Larson's second three-pointer of the game. Here's a shot to buzzer for Alton. Oh, off the front of the rim. No good. And that'll end it in our first quarter. Our score, 23-15. Alton Comets with the lead here in the third-place game of the Battle of the Border Tournament in Mammoth Spring. We'll be back with quarter number 2 in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
West Plains Bank and Trust Company is proud to support the Alton Comets. Our passion is serving you with great community banking services, which is why you'll find our full-service ATM under the purple canopy right in the heart of Comet Country. Open a new account with us in branch or at westplainsbank.com and receive a free gift. Refer a friend and you'll both get a free gift. West Plains Bank and Trust Company, where every customer leaves a friend. Member FDIC.
No question, hands down, one of the best places to go when your stomach says eat is the Fuel Express in Alton. They have some great fuel for your body, like the best fresh pulled pork barbecue, brisket, and ribs in the area prepared on their own smoker every Friday. Or try their fish and chicken basket with potato wedges daily. Yum, yum. Remember, happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 on any 32-ounce fountain drink. Remember, they are your one stop for conservation tags. And when your car or your body needs fuel, then stop by the Fuel Express in Alton.
And we're back and set for the second quarter. What a first quarter action up and down the court. 23-15, Alton Comets with a lead over the Couch Indians here in the third place game of the Battle of the Border Tournament. Couch Indians will inbound the ball, have it first to start our second period. Alton still playing man-to-man defense. Number 13 with it. That is Royer for Couch. Gives it up. Ball goes to, Morey. Morey tried a little hook pass down to the big man under the bucket. The ball goes out of bounds, deflected by the defense. Morey will trigger it in to the left side of the window. Couch gets into the inbound play. And they'll bring it way out front. Royer got it down to the baseline, trying to bounce it down low. Ball deflected by the defense and out of bounds again. 22 on the shot clock, 7:46 to go in this first half. Couch trying to get something here, climb a little closer, down 8. The inbound, the ball got it to Amick. Amick with a shot, no good, and Roberts gets the rebound. Roberts kicks it out, Thomas with it, Larson. Now back to Roberts, the big man making a move toward the bucket, shoots a running one-hander, it's off the rim, no good. And the Alton Comets come down with the rebound, that's Ruddy. Ruddy running up the right sideline, got it in the corner for Holzapfel, shot no. Coffin with the rebound, puts it back up on the end. Grant Coffin with his first two of the night, and an offensive rebound. Boy, you like to see that in the stat book. 25-15, Alton up by 10, Couch Indians with the ball, Morey out front. We'll give it up to Royer. Royer back to Morey. Morey goes to the top of the key. Swings it to Larson. Three-point shot is up and no good. The ball lands out of bounds. It'll be Alton Comet ball with a 10-point lead. 1 minute into the second quarter, and Coach Regal has to shed the vest. Shakes his head. Here come the Alton Comets. Caden Willard back in the ballgame, playing with two fouls here in the first half. Willard handles it. Swings on the left side to Holzapfel. Jaron, boy, his mama was a player. One of the best ever to play at Couch and at Alton back in the day. Willard with the ball, swings it down inside to Holzapfel. Holzapfel misses a shot and a rebound controlled by the Couch Indians. Up the right side, Larson's got it out between the circles. Gives it to Roberts. Roberts back to Morey. Morey trying to give it inside. Shot is up. We got a foul going to be called on the Alton Comets. Number 13 made the catch, went up with a shot. That's Royer, and got fouled by the Comets. Number 24, that would be Tharp, and that'll be number one on Corbin. Going to the line to shoot two, number 13, Dalton Royer for the Couch Indians, and the first one is good. Royer hits the free throw, first point of the game for Royer. First point by somebody not named Larson or Morey. Second one is up and no good. Rebound taken by Alton. Ruddy got it. Ruddy runs up into the front court, top of the key. Gives it to Coffin, trailing the play. Now Willard way out top. Willard swings it to the left side. Pulls up with a shot from the wing. A three is no good. Rebound volleyed up. And Holzapfel gets it for Alton. Gives it up, gets it back. He fires a three. That's off the rim, no good. Rebound gets down the baseline and off the hands of Coffin, out of bounds. It'll be Couch Indian ball. That was a nice play right there by Larson. Ball was going out of bounds off a Couch, and he threw it back in and bounced it off the Alton Comet. Another substitution for the Comets, number 12 checking into the game. That is Atchison. Atchison into the game, number 12 for Alton, first time tonight. Couch with the ball. Royer handles out front, now gives it up to Morey. Morey going to the right side. Gives it up to Larson. Larson on the left elbow puts up a shot. No, but he's fouled on the play. He'll go the line and shoot two. So a lot of fouls in this game already. Foul is on number two for Alton. That'll be Ruddy. And that'll be number two on Jacob. So Willard and Ruddy both with two fouls for Alton here in the first half. And Coach Christian Robbins over on the sideline thinking, well, am I going to bring him out? Don't know. Larson hits the free throw. 10 points already for Dylan Larson for the Couch Indians. And he will shoot another. He leads all scorers here in the first half. The second one is good. So Larson with 11. And Couch back to within 7. 25-18 our score. Willard with it for the Comets. Backs it out, top of the key. Takes it to the right side. Swings in the corner to Holzapfel. Looking inside. Nobody open there. Now bounces to Tharp at the high post. His shot is no good off the rim, and a rebound controlled by Larson for Couch. They'll give it to Morey. Morey will bring it out between the circles, take it to the right side of the floor, lick it in. Still bouncing the dribble out top. Boy, Couch with an overload on the left side. They got four players over there. They give the ball up. Now back to Morey. Morey going to the right side, trying to get around Tharp. Loses and handle. Ball picked up by Larson. Got it down inside to Amick, and Amick will hit the wide open layup. Couch Indians back to within 5, Alton Collins won a timeout. 25-20 our score. 4:50 to go in the second quarter. We're back to the Battle of the Border tournament in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sport Network.
Don's Auto Service wishes you a safe journey as you travel to be with your family this holiday season. Before you take off, bring your vehicle in for routine maintenance and complete inspection to ensure safe travels. Don's expert technicians will change the oil and filter, check your battery, fluids and tire pressure, and condition. And you can see their extensive tire offerings at donsautoservice.com. Don's Auto Service on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store.
Well, the Couch Indians have outscored the Alton Comets 5-2 in the first 3 minutes and 10 seconds of this second quarter. And have got back in the game. It's 25-20. Alton with the lead. Alton Comets will come with the ball here after the bucket by number one, Coy Amick, a senior for the Couch Indians. And Comets will bring up out of the backcourt. Willard will bring it across the timeline. Hadn't found his shot tonight. Kyle's only 1 point in the first half of the game. He's got it out top, swings it down to Holzapfel in the corner for three. It's good. Jaron Holzapfel with his second three-pointer of the night. He's in double figures with 10 here in the first half. Holzapfel, the sophomore, keeping the Comets on top. They lead it by eight. Couch with it. They'll go to Larson. Larson swings it down the left side. Long shot out of the corners off the back rim. No good. Rebound gets on the floor. Alton Comets have got it. Holzapfel down the floor. Shoots the layup. No good. Willard comes in with a rebound. It was Willard. Comes down with the rebound. Couldn't hit the 10-footer. Couch the other way. They got a snowbird. And the bucket by Royer. Back to a six-point game. 28-22. Folks, this one's got all the makings of a good old-fashioned barn burner here. In the third place game of the Battle of the Water tournament. Alton Comets with the basketball, got it inside to Tharp. Tharp trying to pass it, ball deflected, picked up by the Comets. 16 on the shot clock as Ruddy's got it. Trying to swing it cross court, and the ball is stolen by Morey. Morey, long pass up the court to Larson. Larson, top of the key, now to Roberts for a long three off the rim. Rebound fought for, and Willard's got it. Takes it up the left side. Kyle going to the bucket. Now backs it out. Oh, a nice turn, and he goes for the easy layup. First 2 points of the night for Willard. He's got a free throw to go with it. He's got three in the game. Alton back up by eight again. Couch Indians with the ball. Morey out top. Takes it to the left side, down the lane. Bounces it inside to Amick, who scores and gets fouled on the play. Nice awareness there by Lance Morey, taking it down the left side, and then a little bounce pass to his partner in crime, who was wide open. Amick hit the shot. He's got 4 points. He'll shoot for number five, trying to make it a five-point game again. 3:06 to go here in the first half. And first free throw for Amick. Well, the only free throw is no good, and a rebound taken by the Alton Comets. That was Atchison that got it. Ruddy with the ball now, top of the key, brings it across the timeline. Going to the left side to Willard. Willard going to Tharp. Back outside to Holzapfel. Back to Willard. Willard bounced it over to Ruddy. Ruddy into the free throw circle. Back out to Willard. Deep three is off the back rim. No good. And a rebound taken by Royer for Couch. Royer up the right side. Now swings it down the left corner to Morey for three. Oh, wouldn't drop. Mike Robertson, that ball was in the cylinder and popped out at the last second. 2:25 to go in the first half. Alton by six with the basketball. 30-24. Willard has it out on top. Alton taking a little air out of the ball on this possession. 17 on the shot clock. They go inside. Now back outside to Ruddy. In the corner to Holzapfel for three again. That one bounces off the rim. Willard there for the offensive rebound and a fresh 35 for the Comets. Gives it to Ruddy in the lane. His short jumper bounces off the back rim, and Amick down the rebound for the Couch Indians. Couch with a chance now to make it a four-point game of the bucket, and Coach Regal wants a timeout to talk about it. Minute 55 to go in the first half. Alton up six over the Couch Indians. We'll be back to the Battle of the Border tournament in just 1 minute on the Ecom. I'll make it a 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of seven dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
I want to say thanks to some of our Alton Comet boosters helping to bring you the game this afternoon. They include the Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center of Thayer, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Ekman in Thayer and West Plains, Allen Supported Living, Charlotte Allen in Thayer, Big D's Barbecue and Catering, Dustin Walters in Thayer, who catered the hospitality room here earlier in the week. And boy, was it good. Couch Indians with the ball down 6. Here's Morey right down the left side of the lane, all the way to the glass, lays it up and in. Morey's got 8. And the Couch Indians, who are down at one point in this game, 12-2, have now made it a 4-point game with a minute and a half to go. Mason Simmons has checked back in for the Alton Comets. So has Seacrest. Seacrest has got it on the left side wing. Trying to get off the screen. Now looking to penetrate. Backs it back out on the dribble. Feeds over to Caden Willard. Willard holds it high. Now on the dribble. Out front. Goes to Mason Simmons on the right side. Simmons will give it to Tharp. Tharp back to Willard. Down to 4 on the shot clock. Willard's got to let one fly from way downtown. No good. And the rebound taken by Massey for the Couch Indians. And he threw it away coming the other direction. Oh, a turnover down by 4 with a minute to go in the first half. Alton Comets avoided disaster there. If you're a Comet fan. Couch Indians back in the zone defense. Alton with the ball. Oh, and almost a steal. Now it is picked up by the Couch Indians. Loose ball on the court. Nice play there by Amick, number one. They get the ball down the court. Massey under the bucket. Couldn't hit it. Goes up with a second shot. He'll hit it and get fouled on the play. Caden Massey off the couch bench with his first 2 points of the game. And the foul is on number 2, Jacob Ruddy, and that'll be number 3 on Ruddy in the first half. He immediately will go to the Alton bench, and Coffin will check back in for Coach Robbins and his Comets. So Alton getting a little bit of foul trouble. Ruddy with 3, Willard with 2 here in the first half. And the free throw for Caden Massey is good. A 3-point trip down the floor for Massey. And all of a sudden, it's a 1-point game with 40 seconds to go. 30 on the shot clock for Alton. Willard with it out top. Almost has it stolen. Gets it back. Gives to Coffin. Coffin down to the baseline. Has the ball poked away from behind. And Alton will run an inbound play from along the baseline to the left side of the glass. Mason Simmons will trigger it in. Brings it out front to Willard. Willard bounces it over to Simmons. Simmons back out to Willard. Willard into the lane, pulls up with a running one-hander. It's good. That's what he can do. 5 now for Willard in the game. And with 15 seconds to go in the half, Couch with a chance to get closer. There they go. Got it inside to Massey. That was a beautiful pass from Morey to Massey for 2. 1-point game, 3 seconds going to half. Mason Simmons with a 3. No good. That's the end of our first half of play. 32-31, Alton Comets with the lead here in the third place game with a Battle of the Border tournament. Folks, we got a good one going on here on the hill at Mammoth Spring. And third game of the day and 2 more after this one tonight. The girls' championship will follow this game. The boys' championship a little bit later on this evening. We'll have both those for you here on the Ecom Sports Network as well. All right, it's halftime. Alton leads it by 1 over the Couch Indians. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back in just 2 minutes with your first half stats on the Ecom Sports Network.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. The Christmas season is one of making memories. And whether it was going to get this year's tree in Dad's Chevy truck or heading to Grandma's house on Christmas morning, loaded down with all the gifts in Mom's car, one thing was always the same. We were making memories together in a Chevrolet. Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains.
Join the Alton Bank in welcoming their newest loan officer, Dylan Pitcock. He brings several years of banking experience and passion for helping people reach their financial goals. Dylan will be assisting customers with all types of loans, focusing on ag and consumer lending. Dylan was born and raised in West Plains and now lives in the Ozarks with his wife and their three kids. He looks forward to getting to know more folks in the community and helping them with everything from buying a vehicle to financing farming operations. Stop by the Alton Bank and say hello to their newest loan officer, Dylan Pitcock. Alton Bank, worth changing banks for. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the Missouri way of life. We're for worrying less about the what-ifs and more about the why-nots. We're for checking off your bucket list and then making a new one. For starting a family, a business, a tradition. And if you find yourself starting over, we're here for that too. We're for building a life in Missouri and then going out and living it. And when it comes to making sure everything you've built is protected, we're for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
One of your many proud Comet supporters is Alton Quick Connection. They appreciate your business. It's 24-hour pay at the pump fuel and a whole lot more. Daily lunch specials and hand-dipped ice cream, which really hits the spot after that Hunt's Brother Pizza. Of course, Alton Quick is the favorite spot for snacks of all kinds, along with a laundromat for your convenience. Stop in, especially during the happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 daily on a 32-ounce fountain drink. Food, fuel, and good service. You got it at Alton Quick Connection.
And we're back at the Mammoth Spring High School. Couldn't think there for a minute which school I'm at. I've been at so many here the last week or so. We're at the Mammoth Spring High School, the Battle of the Border Tournament, the third place game in the boys division, and the Alton Comets with a one-point lead over the Couch Indians here at the end of the first half of play, 32-31. Alton outscored Couch in the opening quarter, 23-15, and Couch closed the gap, outscoring the Comets by seven. In the second quarter. Let's take a look at our first half scoring. First up for the Couch Indians, they're led by Dylan Larson. He has 11 in the game, 7, 8 for Lance Morey, 4 for Coy Amick off the bench, 3 for Dalton Royer, and 5 for Caden Massey off the bench. Well, the Alton Comets, they're led by Jaron Holzapfel, the sophomore. It's at 2 threes. He's got 10 points in the game, 6 for Jacob Ruddy, 6 for Caden Willard, 4 for Corbin Tharp, 2 for Grant Cawthon off the bench, and Mason Simmons off the bench with 5 for the Alton Comets. Again, Comets lead it 32-31 at the half. This one's got all the makings of a good old-fashioned barn burner, folks. Not doing anything, might want to get out to the Mammoth Spring Gym. If you're going to come for the championship games, well, they'll be coming up immediately following this one, so now's the time to head up the hill while there's still the little bit, and I'm talking about just a little bit of seating left here in the Mammoth Spring Gym. All right, we're going to take another timeout. Again, it's halftime. Alton leads by 1 over the Couch Indians. Back in 2 minutes on the Ecom Sport Network.
When you hear them fenders bending, let Paint Masters do the mending. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Hello, I'm Johnny Crash. And when I bend one up, I take it to the folks who really care down at Paint Masters Collision Repair. They're in Alton, Missouri, so you'll never have to worry. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Just call 417-778-7080. PaintMastersCollisionRepair.com.
A friend is someone who knows where you came from. Someone who always shows up when you need them. Someone who's there for the good times. And the challenging ones. With comprehensive insurance policies backed by award-winning customer service, Shelter Insurance is committed to being there when you need us most.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis.
Your car is too valuable to trust to just anyone with finding the right parts. Alton Auto Parts is your locally owned parts dealer. Their staff combines for over 70 years of experience to keep your car running like new for years to come. Whether you need filters, batteries, brakes, lights, fluids, or maybe special tools for the do-it-yourselfer, you can find it all at Alton Auto Parts. Visit them on Highway 160 in Alton. Follow them on Facebook or give them a call at 417-778-7153. It's Alton Auto Parts on Highway 160 in Alton.
West Plains Bank and Trust Company is proud to support the Alton Comets. Our passion is serving you with great community banking services, which is why you'll find our full-service ATM under the purple canopy right in the heart of Comet Country. Open a new account with us in branch or at westplainsbank.com and receive a free gift. Refer a friend and you'll both get a free gift. West Plains Bank and Trust Company, where every customer leaves a friend. Member FDIC.
Well, say thanks to some of the more of the Alton Comet boosters helping to bring you the game today. They include Legacy Auto Body and Towing Incorporated in Thayer, Mr. Dent Collision Repair in West Plains, the Clary Funeral Home of Alton and Thayer, and Big D's Barbecue and Catering, Dustin Walters in Thayer. And your Alton Comet sponsors bring you the game include Alton Auto Parts and Gun and Pawn, the Alton Bank and their branch, Bank of Birch Tree, Farm Bureau Insurance, Zach Barton in Alton and Thayer, the Fuel Express in Alton, and Paintmasters Collision Repair. All right, both teams making their way back out on the court for their halftime warm-ups. We'll be getting ready for the second half of this one in just a moment. By the way, the boys' championship tonight, the Mammoth Spring Bears and the Pocahontas Redskins. Well, that'll be a dandy. The Bears are red hot right now, and Pocahontas look pretty good. They're the biggest school in the tournament, I do believe. And in the girls' division championship game coming up, the Mammoth Spring Lady Bears take on Maynard, and that one will be on the radio right here on K-Country 95. Both those games will be on the radio. Mike Robertson will have the call of those. By the way, earlier today, it was Cotter, a winner over Willow Springs, 61-54 to win the third-place trophy in the girls' division. In the boys' division was Calico Rock with a win in the Constellation game. Of course, we're playing the third-place game right now. Let's take another timeout. Back with your second half in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sport Network.
No question, hands down, one of the best places to go when your stomach says eat is the Fuel Express in Alton. They have some great fuel for your body, like the best fresh pulled pork barbecue, brisket, and ribs in the area prepared on their own smoker every Friday. Or try their fish and chicken basket with potato wedges daily. Yum, yum. Remember, happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 on any 32-ounce fountain drink. Remember, they are your one stop for conservation tags. And when your car or your body needs fuel, then stop by the Fuel Express in Alton.
Don's Auto Service wishes you a safe journey as you travel to be with your family this holiday season. Before you take off, bring your vehicle in for routine maintenance and complete inspection to ensure safe travels. Don's expert technicians will change the oil and filter, check your battery, fluids and tire pressure, and condition. And you can see their extensive tire offerings at donsautoservice.com. Don's Auto Service on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Don's Auto Service.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, this is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. The Christmas season is one of making memories. And whether it was going to get this year's tree in Dad's Chevy truck or heading to Grandma's house on Christmas morning, loaded down with all the gifts in Mom's car, one thing was always the same. We were making memories together in a Chevrolet. Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains.
And we're back getting ready for our second half here, folks. It's ought to be a dandy. We got all the makings of a good old-fashioned barn burner here in the third-place game of the Battle of the Border tournament. The Alton Comets and the Couch Indians. By the way, Alton led by 23-15 at the end of one quarter, and Couch outscored them 16-9 to pull within one here at the half, 32-31. Alton Comets will have the ball to start the third quarter. They inbound it to Kendrick Seacrest. The sophomore swings it right side to Willard. Now down the corner. Inside for Tharp. Tharp, a little wraparound pass, is stolen by Williams. And the Couch Indians with a chance to take the lead for the first time this afternoon. Number three with it. Larson on the far side. Gives out top to Morey. Morey down the left side of the lane. Fakes. Now shoots. No good. Rebound Comets. And they got a snowbird as they get Seacrest out in front of everybody. And he misses the layup. Here comes Couch with a rebound. They got it inside to Morey. Morey spins left, now right, dumps it down inside. by Amick shot, or excuse me, that was, Amick shot was no good, and Alton comes out with a loose ball. Willard races up to the top of the key. Feeds it. Ooh, almost a travel. Now back to Willard for three. That one rattles in and out. No good. And the rebound comes out to the Couch Indians. Now on the floor, Comets had it, but they threw it right to Larson. Larson up the right side for the Couch Indians. Gives it on top to Morey. Lance will run the offense from there. Down to 18 on the shot clock for the Indians. Morey going down the middle lane all the way to the bucket, and he scores. For the first time in the game, the Couch Indians have taken the lead 33-32 over the Alton Comets. Here's Willard for Alton. Penetrates in the lane, pulls up, shoots a jumper, and scores. Willard with seven, and back to a one-point Alton Comet lead. And here comes Morey, brings ball across the timeline, trying to draw a foul on Willard. Gives it up and gives it to Larson. Larson will bring it to the left side, swinging it back out front. Got it there to Williams. Williams down the middle of the lane, puts up a shot. It is blocked and goes out of bounds, but a foul going to be called on the play. Will that be on Tharp? I believe it is. Yep, Corbin Tharp called for the foul. Will be number two on him. We're 2 minutes into the third quarter. Alton leads it by one, 34-33, trying to tie it and maybe take the lead. Number 22, Kendrick Williams, for the Couch Indians, has not scored in the game, and now he does as he hits the free throw. Alton making a substitution. Seacrest to go out of the game. Mason Simmons will check back in for the Alton Comets. And it makes me feel good to see Mason playing high school basketball. I said that last year when he played out of Couch. Knowing what that young man went through as a St. Jude patient when he was littler, and now he's out there playing high-level varsity basketball as a sophomore, no less. Alton Comets with the ball. Willard in the middle of the lane. Puts up a running one-hander. No good. Rebound gets on the floor. Amick comes out of there with it for Couch. Here come the Indians. They get it to Larson. Larson up to Morey. Morey attacks the basket. Yo-yo shot. No. Tharp down the rebound. The Alton Comets with the ball down by one. Ruddy takes it up the right sideline. Looking to make a pass. It's deflected. Ruddy gets it back and gives down to Simmons. Simmons trying to go inside to Tharp. Ball poked away by the defense. And the Couch Indians have got it back with a one-point lead. Morey will bring it into the front court. Defended by Willard. Comets have gone to the man-to-man defense again. Now Williams with it out front for Couch. Gives the ball back to Morey. Morey looking to make a move against Willard. Dumped it down to Amick. Amick with a short jumper, and it's good. 6 points for Coy Amick tonight for the Couch Indians. And Couch leads it by three, 37-34. Told you in the pregame, you can do away with the records and whatever you want when these two get together. It's always a dandy. Holzapfel now for Alton. Gives the ball to Willard. Willard on the right side. Bounces it down to Holzapfel in the corner. Defense collapses on him. They'll swing it around. Now to Ruddy on the baseline. 15-footer. Drops the rim. And Tharp with a rebound on the offensive board. Puts it off the window too hard. And the Couch Indians control it. Couch with the ball. 4:40 to go in the third. Indians get it to Morey. Morey up the floor, going all the way to bucket, dumps it over to Amick. Amick shot blocked by Tharp, and on the return, Tharp's going to be called for a foul. Corbin Tharp with his third foul in the game. So Tharp and Ruddy both playing with three fouls for the Alton Comets. And going to the free throw line, Coy Amick will shoot two. Amick missed the first shot, got his own rebound, fouled on the putback. Just hit a pair of free throws a moment ago, and he hits another one here. Amick now with seven in the game. Alton making a substitution. Tharp will check out. And number 12 checks in. That is Atchison. And the Alton Comets want a timeout. 4:32 to play in the third. 38-34. Couch with a lead over the Alton Comets. We'll take a break. Back in a minute on the Ecom Sport Network.
Join the Alton Bank in welcoming their newest loan officer, Dylan Pitcock. He brings several years of banking experience and passion for helping people reach their financial goals. Dylan will be assisting customers with all types of loans, focusing on ag and consumer lending. Dylan was born and raised in West Plains and now lives in the Ozarks with his wife and their three kids. He looks forward to getting to know more folks in the community and helping them with everything from buying a vehicle to financing farming operations. Stop by the Alton Bank and say hello to their newest loan officer, Dylan Pitcock. Alton Bank, worth changing banks for. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for home sweet home. We're for condos, Tudors, single wides, and studios. We're for ranches, houseboats, two stories or 20. Red cedar, bluebirds, white squirrels, black walnuts, whatever's out your back door, we're for that. We're for watching the sun rise over the Mississippi and set over the Missouri. We're for kicking off your heels in a high rise or hanging up your hat in the bootio. And if you have a home in Missouri, we have a policy for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
Well, the Couch Indians have outscored the Alton Comets 7-2 in the first 3.5 minutes of this third period and have taken a four-point lead, 38-34. And Coy Amick at the free throw line to shoot his second free throw for Couch. Trying to make it a five-point game, and he hits it. Front of the rim, backboard, and back down in the hole. Couch by five. They're back in the zone defense. Alton will bring it the other way. Wanted to go to Ruddy in the corner. Now get it to him down there. He draws the double team to him. Gives it to Holzapple. Turns and shoots the six-footer, and he scores. Jaron Holzapple, his first two of the second half. He's got 12 to lead the way for Alton. And here goes Morey into the lane. Puts a pass over to Massey. Massey couldn't hit the shot, and a rebound goes out of bounds off the hands of the Alton Comets. So it'll be Couch Indian ball. Morey will trigger it in on the baseline on their offensive end. They run a play. Looking for Amick. No. Now they'll bring it way out for Alton. Ball thrown into the backcourt. Holzapple outruns everybody to the ball and has it blocked. But a foul going to be whistled on the play. Number three, Dylan Larson, got back defensively, blocked the shot, but he's called for the foul, and it'll send the sophomore, Jaron Holzapple, to the free throw line to shoot two free throws for the Alton Comets. Down by three, 39-36. Down by two, 39-37. Holzapple now with 13. He leads all scorers in the game. Looking to shoot another one. It is on the way for the sophomore, and he nails it. Holzapple with 14 in the game. 4 minutes gone by. 4 minutes remained in the third period. It's a one-point game again. Couch with the lead. Here's Morey again into the lane. Dishes down to Amick for the easy lay-in. Coy Amick becomes the third Couch Indian in double figures as he's got 10. Willard, step back three for Alton. No good. Ruddy goes high, yanks down the rebound, and then gets fouled. And he will, well, he won't go to the line. That's just the third foul on the Couch Indians in the period. Foul was on number 15. That is a Massey. Call for his first for Couch. Alton inbounds it down under the bucket. Willard, the trigger. No, Willard out front. Gets the inbound play, penetrates in the lane, gives it out to Sechrist. No, that was number 11. Yes, Sechrist hits the three for Alton, and the Comets tie the game at 41 with 3:28 to go in the third. Morey with it for Couch, lost the handle, and it was Holzapple got the steal, and a foul is going to be called on Sechrist. Yeah, holding his knee, there was a crash going at that loose ball, and Sechrist gets up limping a little bit. No, that's Holzapple. I'm sorry, number 15. They called the foul on number 11, Sechrist, but Holzapple gets up, a little shaken up on that play, and Cawthon will check in. He'll go to the bench. He'll get a little knee rub. He'll be okay. Didn't look like anything too serious. Probably just an ouch. And here comes Sechrist. Brings the ball into front court for the Alton Comets. Swings it right side to Cawthon. Cawthon back out to Sechrist. Little crossover dribble, lost the handle, ball loose on the floor. He got it back. It's loose again. A dive after it. We get a held ball, and the possession arrow belongs, I believe, to the Alton Comets. Mad dash after the loose ball there. Boy, that ball gets on the floor. These guys are going after it. 3:07 to go in the third. Ruddy will trigger it in on the left side for Alton. Got it into Willard. Caden handles it between the circles. Now goes to the right side of the floor. Looking in the lane. Got it down in there. Shot is up. No good for Sechrist. And a rebound gets on the floor. Larson runs it down for the Couch Indians. So Couch with a chance to retake the lead here. Tie ball game with 2:48 to go in the third. Morey with it out front for Couch. Lobs it inside for Williams. Williams turnaround jumper is up. It's no good. Ruddy with the rebound, and a hell ball is going to be called. Well, that was a quick hell ball. Ruddy went up there along with Amick. They both had possession of it for a second. Ruddy ripped it away and got the hell ball. It'll be controlled by the Couch Indians. Inbound under the bucket. Got into Larson. Larson bounces into the free throw circle. Gives it out inside. Gets it back from the left wing. Three-point shot. No, but a whistle and a foul. And it'll be a three free throw attempt here for Dylan Larson for the Couch Indians. The foul is on Ruddy. And Ruddy picks up his fourth foul of the game. With 2:31 to go, and Coach Robbins wants to get a word with the official about what happened there, but Ruddy went up the block, the shot came down right on top of him. That's obviously a foul. And the first free throw, no good for Ruddy. We're still tied at 41 with 2:31 to play in the third quarter. Now the free throw is up. That one's no good. Larson, 0 for 2, will attempt another. Now Ruddy is out of the game. Tharp is back in, and Holzapfel is back in there. Atchison will go out for Alton. Larson trying to hit at least one of the three, and that one is good. 12 points now for Dylan Larson. He leads the way for the Couch Indians. And we'll get a timeout on the floor. 2:31 to go in the third. Couch Indians lead at 42-41. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
One of your many proud Comet supporters is Alton Quick Connection. They appreciate your business. It's 24-hour pay at the pump fuel and a whole lot more. Daily lunch specials and hand-dipped ice cream, which really hits the spot after that Hunt's Brother Pizza. Of course, Alton Quick is the favorite spot for snacks of all kinds, along with a laundromat for your convenience. Stop in, especially during the happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 daily on a 32-ounce fountain drink. Food, fuel, and good service. You got it at Alton Quick Connection.
And back after the timeout, 42-41 our score. Couch Indians with a lead by one over the Alton Comets. Couch has scored 11 points in this period. The Alton Comets have scored 9. Alton led by one at the end of the first half. It'll be Alton Comet ball. They'll take it the length of the floor here. And again, a lot of time left in this game, and it's a dandy going on out here. These two teams are battling every trip down the floor. Down under 2.5 to go in the third quarter. Willard with the ball for Alton, going to the bucket, lays up a little yo-yo shot, no good, and a rebound control by the Couch Indians. We're going to get a hell ball. Again, a quick whistle on the hell ball. Possession will belong to the Alton Comets. It'll be Seacrest inbound it, down to the right side of the glass. Inbounds it to Tharp. Tharp trying to give it back to Holzapfel, and Holzapfel had to go save it from going out of bounds. Now back to Tharp, spin move in the lane, he's going to get fouled. That was a good move by the big man. Showed some quickness right there. Going to be a blocking foul on number 15. That is Caden Massey for Couch, his second of the game. And it'll be Alton inbound at the inbound again to Tharp. Tharp going to the bucket. Ducks under the defense. Now shoots. No, but he's fouled on the play. That one's going to go on Williams. Number 22, Williams, call for the foul. That is his third of the afternoon. And that's the 15th foul on Couch. Alton will be shooting the bonus for the final 2:11 of the third quarter. Corbin Tharp at the line. Corbin, 4 points, all coming in the first half. And he misses the first free throw. Substitutions for Couch. Number 13, Royer, will check back in the game. So is number 23, Hunter Roberts. Amick and Williams will come out. Couch loses a little bit of bulk on the inside with that exchange. Royer going in to replace Williams, who probably has about 40 pounds on it, if not more. Second free throw for Tharp is up and good. Corbin hits one of two, and we're tied again at 42, 2 minutes to go in the third period. Morey with the ball for Couch, all the way down the middle of the lane, shoots it. Oh, they're going to call him for an offensive foul. Who got back there and drew that foul? That was Seacrest. Seacrest got planted in the middle of the lane, and Morey ran right over him. They wave off the basket, and Morey picks up his third foul. Oh, they say number four. Fourth foul on Morey in the game. I only had him for two before that. Alton with the basketball. Willard penetrates to the free throw line, pulls up with a jumper. It's good. Caden Willard now with nine, and the Alton Comets lead it by two. We're down under a minute 40 to go in the third quarter. Morey with it out front for Couch. Swings, trying to get it inside. Ball stolen by Tharp. Tharp, the dribble drive up the floor. We got a whistle. No, we're going to get an offensive foul for a push-off by Corbin Tharp. And he did, right out in the middle of the floor where everybody, even the folks that don't have an officiating license, could have called that one. Corbin Tharp called for the foul. Will be his fourth of the game. So the big man for Alton in some serious foul trouble, and immediately Coach Robbins gets him out of there. Cawthon checks back in along with Atchison. Couch breaks the full court pressure. Roberts with it. Got it down inside for Massey. Massey kicks it back outside. Three ball is up and no good by Larson. Come the Alton Comets with a rebound. Willard races up the right side. Backs it out. Swings it around to the left for Cawthon. Cawthon back out front to Seacrest. Seacrest looking to penetrate. Got in there and kicks it back out to Cawthon. Cawthon. Top of the key to Holzapfel. Back to Cawthon, or to Seacrest for three. No. Willard with a rebound. Follows it up and in. Caden Willard with the offensive rebound and the return. And the Alton Comets now lead it by four. Couch Indians with it in the backcourt. It's Roberts. Brings it across the timeline. Gives it up to Williams. Williams gives the ball up. Count it, and a foul for Massey. Caden Massey, after a beautiful play by Williams, Kendrick Wilson down the middle of the lane, Williams hit Massey with the layup, and we've got an injured Alton Comets on the far side. Coach Robbins going out to check on him. 36 seconds to go. And cannot see the number for the Alton Comets of who that might be. Looks like, is it Atchison, number 12? Anyway, got a Comet in pain over on the far side and holding his knee. He was the one that Roberts ran into over there. You heard the crowd go wild. They wanted an offensive foul. There was no call, and he went down in a heap. Anyway, 36 seconds to go. Alton leads it by two, 46-44. We're in third period action here in the third place game of the boys' division of the Battle of the Border tournament. And they're still tending to the young Alton Comet player. Still down on the floor. And we'll step away. Let's step away for 30 seconds. We'll be back on the Ecom Sport Network.
When you hear the old vendors bending, let Paint Masters do the mending. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Hello, I'm Johnny Crash. And when I bend one up, I take it to the folks who really care. Down at Paint Masters Collision Repair. They're in Alton, Missouri, so you'll never have to worry. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Just call 417-778-7080. PaintMastersCollisionRepair.com.
Well, you hear the crowd applauding for Atchison, the young man from Alton, and he cannot put any weight on his left leg. I mean, he was run into by a Couch Indian player. Fans from Alton, you could hear them in the background, wanted an offensive foul. Nothing was called. And now a substitution for Alton, number 34, going to check into the game for the first time tonight for the Alton Comets. And number 15 will be at the free throw line. That is Massey for Couch. I mentioned it was a beautiful pass from Williams over to Massey, who got the layup, got fouled, and will go to the line. For the Couch Indians, trying to get his team back in this game. 46-44. They're not out of it by any stretch of the imagination. And the free throw is up and no good. Rebound to the Alton Comets. Comets come with a two-point lead. 30 seconds to play. Shot clock down to 28 as they cross the timeline. Willard handles it out front. Can almost run out all the time on the clock before he has to shoot the ball. Willard with it out front. By the way, 24 for Alton, or 34, I'm sorry, is Trantham. Here's Willard going to let one fly with 5 seconds to go. It's good. A three-pointer from the left side. Caden Willard hits the three to put Alton up by 49-44. And there's the buzzer to end our third quarter. Alton 49, Couch 44. We'll be back with the final quarter of the third place game in the Battle of the Border Tournament in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
A friend is someone who knows where you came from. Someone who always shows up when you need them. Someone who's there for the good times and the challenging ones. With comprehensive insurance policies backed by award-winning customer service, Shelter Insurance is committed to being there when you need us most.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis.
Your car is too valuable to trust to just anyone with finding the right parts. Alton Auto Parts is your locally owned parts dealer. Their staff combines for over 70 years of experience to keep your car running like new for years to come. Whether you need filters, batteries, brakes, lights, fluids, or maybe special tools for the do-it-yourselfer, you can find it all at Alton Auto Parts. Visit them on Highway 160 in Alton. Follow them on Facebook or give them a call at 417-778-7153. It's Alton Auto Parts on Highway 160 in Alton.
Well, the Alton Comets outscore the Couch Indians 17-13 in the third quarter and take a 5-point lead, 49-44, into the fourth quarter. It'll be Couch Indian ball to start the period. They inbound it to Morey in the backcourt. Morey will bring it in the front court, defended by Willard. Indians don't look to be in any hurry here. Morey with it, and we get a 5-second call. Oh, Willard stayed with him in a 5-second call out in the open floor. Nice defensive job there by Caden Willard. The Alton Comets force the turnover and can add to their lead here with 7:40 to go in the game. Long pass down to Holzapfel. Holzapfel hesitates, now shoots and scores. Just a 15-footer off the left side. 15 for Holzapfel, leads all scorers in the game. Alton up by 7 now, 51-44. Couch with the ball, they get to Larson. Larson into the lane, gets bumped. That'll be a foul on Cawthon, number 13 for the Alton Comets. Cawthon called for his second and the first team foul here in the fourth quarter. Couch will inbound it down under the bucket. Number 23, the trigger man, that is Roberts. Slaps the ball, his team goes in motion. They have to hurry now, finally gets it in, and the ball comes out to Morey. Morey fakes left, goes right in the lane, little hanging jumper, good, and he's fouled. Morey with a pretty play, hanging in the air, got the jumper to go over the front of the rim, and he's fouled by number 34, that is Trantham. That'll be his first of the game as he just checked in a moment ago. And Morey to the free throw line will shoot for his 13th point of the afternoon, and the free throw is good. So Morey with 13 to lead Couch, who has three players in double figures. Alton with the ball up by 4. Willard going in the lane. Lost the handle. Gives it out to Holzapfel. Now in the corner to a Seacrest. Seacrest gets it out front to Trantham. Trantham going back to Holzapfel. Holzapfel then going to get fouled on the play. And that may be Morey. Morey going to be whistled for the foul. That's going to be number 5. Morey. Lance Morey has fouled out of the game. Couch Indians leading scorer who will finish the game with 13 tonight. And that hurts Coach Regal and his Couch Indians here in this one. Morey is a really good guard, one of the better ones in the area. Alton brings the ball up the floor after the foul. No free throws. Got it out top for Willard. Willard's on the dribble down the left side of the lane. Spins and gives it back to Seacrest. Seacrest swings it on the right side. The Holzapfel, the sophomore, goes down to the baseline. Couldn't find the shot. Swings the pass out on top to Seacrest. Seacrest now to Willard. Willard backs it out. Down to 10 on the shot clock. Willard, a little shake and bake down the line. Steps under the defense. Shoots. No, but he traveled with the basketball. It'll be a Couch Indian ball down by 4 with 6.5 minutes to play. Alton's still playing the man-to-man, but they're not playing a full court now. Their Couch inbounds it, they'll go, and a long pass up the floor across the timeline to Larson. Larson into the lane, dumping it down inside, shot is up, count it, and a foul. Massey A good head and shoulder fake as he made the catch, and he gets fouled by number 34, that is Trantham. That's his second since he checked in. And it's now a two-point game, and Massey, Caden Massey, the big junior, will shoot a free throw, but not until after Alton makes substitutions. They will get Corbin Tharp back in the game and Ruddy. Remember, Ruddy and Tharp both playing with four fouls here in the final, 6:26 to go in the game. Massey trying to make it a one-point affair, and he misses the free throw. Rebound is run down by Tharp, who gets it out to Seacrest. Seacrest up to Willard. He'll bounce it down to Holzapfel for three. That one's long. And a rebound taken by Tharp. Couldn't follow it up. And the ball goes out of bounds. It'll be Alton Comet ball. Comets will inbound to the right side of the glass this time. Seacrest will be the trigger man. Got it into Tharp. Hands it back to Seacrest. Seacrest dribble drive toward the lane. Going to get fouled on the drive. Foul will be on number 23. That is, Roberts. Roberts called for his first of the afternoon. Alton will inbound it again. Second team foul here in the quarter. Comets inbound the ball out front to Willard. Fresh 35. Willard lets one fly from downtown. It's no good. And Seacrest gets the rebound to Holzapfel for the 15-footer. No. Tharp with the rebound. They don't give him the bucket, but he'll get fouled. Going over the back was number 23. That is big Hunter Roberts. Call for his second foul of the afternoon. Third team foul now on Couch. Now Roberts will check out. Amick is back in. Coy Amick for the Couch Indians. Alton inbounded again. Fresh 35 on the clock. They got it into Tharp. Tharp going in the lane. Offensive foul. And Corbin Tharp has just fouled out of the game for the Alton Comets. It was a good aggressive move. But Mike Robertson, he lowered that shoulder and went into the defender. And anytime you lower that shoulder, you're going to get called for the offensive foul.
Brave defender to step in front of him.
Yes, no kidding. It was number 22, Kendrick Williams, who drew the charge. And then he runs all the way down the other end of the court and gets a towel to wipe up his own sweat. I like that. 6 minutes to play in the game. Alton by two. Couch will have the basketball. By the way, four team fouls on Alton, three on Couch. So we're probably going to see a lot of free throws into this game. Girls game coming up next, a championship game. Mammoth Spring Lady Bears are playing that one. We'll have it for you here on the radio. Mike Robertson will have the call immediately following this game at the Battle of the Border Tournament in Mammoth Spring. Big crowd on hand for the championship round. Couch Indians break the Comet man-to-man pressure and give the ball out front for Royer. Royer going down in the lane, tries to pass it in there. Ball is knocked away by the defense and out of bounds. It'll be Couch Indian ball down by two. 5:45 to go. Still a lot of time to go in this game. And, of course, in Arkansas, we play with the 35-second clock, so teams can't hang on to the ball for a minute or two without shooting it. Couch inbounds it, got it over to Amick. Amick loses the handle, and it goes out of bounds. It'll be Alton Comet ball. Boy, Comet's played that aggressive man-to-man defense. By the way, number 10 checks in the game for Alton. And we'll have to check, find out who that is. Comets bring the ball the other way. Number 10 for Alton is Connor Clay. So Clay into the game tonight. Coach Robbins has had to go deep on his bench to stay in this one. Alton looks like they want to slow it down a little bit. They spread the floor. Willard out on top. Moves to the elbow on the left side. Feeds it over to Holzapfel. Holzapfel's had the hot hand tonight for Alton. He gives down to Ruddy. Ruddy back to Seacrest. Seacrest trying to get rid of it. And we're going to get a foul called on the Couch Indians. Foul's on number 22. That is Williams. That'll be his fourth of the game. Each team has lost a starter to fouls in this one. Morey is out for Couch. Tharp is out for Alton. Comets will inbound the ball. Each team now with four team fouls here in the fourth quarter. We've got 5 minutes to play. Alton, a fresh 35 on the foul. Got the ball down the corner of the Seacrest for three. It's no good. Rebound controlled by Williams for the Couch Indians. Williams takes it up the floor. Into the lane. Pulls up short, running one-hander. No good. Rebound controlled by Alton. Out on the break. Going to the basket is Seacrest, and he scores. 5 points in the game now for Kendrick Seacrest and the Alton lead is four with 4.5 minutes to go. Couch with it. That'll give it up to Royer. Royer taking it into the lane. Bounces to Amick, cutting down the baseline. Misses the shot. And the rebound will go off of the Indians and out of bounds. It'll be Alton Comet ball. Well, Couch got exactly what they wanted. They like to penetrate and dish. We saw Morey doing it a lot. And they scored a bunch of points on that tonight. Alton with the basketball up by four with 4:19 to go. Willard out on top. Flings it on the left side. The Seacrest might have traveled. Now shoots a three. It's off the rim and a rebound to Williams for Couch. Come the Indians. Oh, and there's a double dribble. Yep. Williams started to pass it and then put it back on the floor. He touched it with two hands. And the Alton Comets will get it on the Couch turnover with a four-point lead. I thought it was a pretty quick trigger by Seacrest on that last possession. And Coach Robbins wants to call a timeout. I bet he's going to talk about that. 4:07 to play in the game. Alton leads it by four over the Couch Indians. Back with more from the Battle of the Border tournament in 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
No question, hands down, one of the best places to go when your stomach says eat is the Fuel Express in Alton. They have some great fuel for your body, like the best fresh pulled pork barbecue, brisket, and ribs in the area prepared in their own smoker every Friday. Or try their fish and chicken basket with potato wedges daily. Yum, yum. Remember, happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 on any 32-ounce fountain drink. Remember, they are your one stop for conservation tags. And when your car or your body needs fuel, then stop by the Fuel Express in Alton.
Don's Auto Service wishes you a safe journey as you travel to be with your family this holiday season. Before you take off, bring your vehicle in for routine maintenance and complete inspection to ensure safe travels. Don's expert technicians will change the oil and filter, check your battery, fluids and tire pressure, and condition. And you can see their extensive tire offerings at donsautoservice.com. Don's Auto Service on Porter Wagner Boulevard in West Plains.
More than just a tire store. Service.
We're back after timeout. The Alton Comets wanted to talk about it, and I'm sure that Coach Robbins said, look, we got 35 seconds. Don't jack it up with 28 left on the shot clock. Willard with the ball for Alton. Gives it up, gets it back. He shoots a three, and it's good. Caden Willard now with 17 in the game. That is his second straight three-pointer. And the Alton lead is 7, and oh, we get a foul called on the Comets. Willard took it away, and he's going to be called for the foul, and that'll be number 3 on Caden Willard, but his first one since the first quarter. But his team foul, number 5 on Alton, so Couch will be shooting the two-shot foul. They're shooting the bonus from here on out. Number 3 at the line, Dylan Larson, has 12 points in the afternoon for Couch. Trying to pull his team a little closer here as we get down to the wire. Under 4 minutes to play, Larson hits the first free throw. His last 4 points have all come from the free throw line. He will shoot another. It is no good. Long rebound taken by Willard for Alton. Willard and his team up by 56-50. There's a steal by Couch. Indians racing up the floor, going all the way to the basket, a yo-yo shot, no good. And we're getting a hell ball on the rebound. Boy, another quick whistle on those hell balls. Massey and Ruddy were tied up there with it. And it'll be Alton Comet ball with a 6-point lead. 3:33 to go in the game. Willard walks it up the floor to the top of the key on the dribble. Now looking to drive the right side. Backs back out. Spins in the lane. Puts it up. No good. Rebound control by the Couch Indians. They get it out quick to Amick. Amick now to Larson. Larson thought about the three. Doesn't take it. Gives the ball up. Gets it back. Moves to the elbow. 17-footer. Too hard off the back rim. Amick now the rebound goes up. That shot is blocked. And the loose ball picked up by Holzapfel for Alton. Comets with the ball up by 6. 3 minutes to go in the game. They'll swing it around the horn. Get it out to Willard. He'll back it out near midcourt. They're going to milk this shot clock for all it's worth with under 3 to go. Willard still handles out front. Looking to dribble away from the defender. Feeds it over to Ruddy. Ruddy puts it on the floor. His pass is stolen by Larson. Larson for the Couch Indians with a really nice defensive play to get the steal. He brings the ball into the front court. His team down 6, 2.5 to play. Larson still with it on the dribble. Out on the wing on the right side. Gives it down in the right corner to Williams. Williams brings it out. Now gives it down low. Roberts going to the hole, puts up a shot. No, but a foul going to be called on the play. Oh, they called it a charge. They did call it a charge. That's Ruddy standing in Williams' way that time. And for Williams, I've got him for his third, or excuse me, they called it on Massey. Massey was his third foul of the afternoon. All with it again. Seacrest gives over to Willard. Willard back to Seacrest. Now down in the corner to Holzapfel. He'll pump a three. It's good. Garen Holzapfel with his 19th of the afternoon. And the Alton lead is 9 with just under 2 minutes to play. Here comes the pass into the lane for the Couch Indians. Amick didn't see it coming. It whizzed right over his head and out of bounds in the corner. The Alton Comets have got the ball with a minute 53 to go, leading by 9. And now the Couch Indians going to employ a little bit of full court pressure. Ruddy and Willard in the backcourt. Now over to Seacrest. Seacrest dribbles up across the timeline and he gets fouled. Foul will be on number 13. And that'll be Royer. That'll be his second of the afternoon. And team foul numbers, well, 5. So 5 on both sides. So for the final minute 46, we're shooting free throws on every foul call. Number 11, Seacrest at the free throw line, misses the first one. It's still a 9-point Comet lead, 59-50. Kendrick will shoot another, looking for his 6th point of the afternoon. It's on the way, and it's good. The sophomore's got 6. Couch inbounds the ball. They got to be in a hurry here. Minute 45 to go, down by 10. Moving off the screen. Larson going to let one fly from downtown, and it's good. Larson with 16 on the afternoon. All within the backcourt. Stolen by Williams, who will drive for the bucket. Williams makes it a 5-point game. We're down to a minute 23 to go, and we get a timeout called. Coach Robbins uses his, well, he's only got one left now. Minute 22 to go in the game. Alton by 5. Couch Indians trying to come back. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sport Network.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry. We're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
So Coach Robbins called that timeout for the Alton Comets. He wanted to get a sub in the game. He's got Connor Clay back in there. The Comets are looking for ball handlers here as Couch has gone to the press. Minute 22 to play in the game. Alton leads it by 5. They inbound to Willard. Willard draws the double team. Now goes around it on the left side. Crosses the timeline and swings it out to Ruddy. Jacob will hold it. Alton can hold it for another 20 seconds before they got to shoot. Willard and Ruddy playing catch out front. Couch playing man-to-man. Here's Willard into the lane. All the way to the bucket. Shoots no, but he's fouled. He'll go to the line and shoot 2. Foul will be on the Couch Indians. We'll see who this one's on. On number 12 or number 13, Royer. Royer called for his 3rd of the afternoon. This one sends Caden Williams or Caden Willard to the free throw line. He hits the free throw. Caden now with 18 in the game. He's got 12 in the second half. And the junior shoots another one. It is good. 19 to lead all scorers tonight. Well, Willard and Holzapfel each have 19 for all. Here comes Larson for a Couch. He'll go all the way up the floor and then lost it out of bounds. And with 56 seconds to go, Alton leads it by 7 with the ball. Ruddy will inbound and gets it in to Seacrest. Seacrest up to Willard. He crosses the timeline with it and backs out. Draws the double team and gets rid of it down the corner to Clay. Clay back out to Willard, down to 45 seconds to go. Willard long passed over the top to Holzapfel. Trying to get it over to Seacrest and does. Willard will get it right back. Dangerous pass that time. Here's a give again to Seacrest. Comets run a little weave out front. We're going to get a foul with 32 seconds to play. Fouls on number 13 again. That is Royer. Will be his fourth of the afternoon. And this time it'll be Kendrick Sechrist to the free throw line, trying to add to a 7-point lead for the Alton Comets. First one is up by the sophomores. Good. Just Alton Comet bunch. Holzapple, Sechrist. Just sophomores. And still, I think this season is all about next season for Alton. They have no seniors on this team. Sechrist hits the second one. Comets steal the inbound play. That was Sechrist with a steal. 10 for Sechrist, and the Comets steal it again. 23 seconds to play. Shot clock is off. Alton can hold it and not have to shoot the ball. Willard out front escapes the defense. Escapes the defense again. Now a foul going to be whistled on Williams. And that'll be number 5 on Kendrick Williams. He has fouled out of the game with 14 seconds remaining. Alton up by 11, 66-55. Number 23, Roberts, will go to the line. And Willard will shoot 2 free throws. And the Alton Comets are going to win the third place trophy here in the Battle of the Border tournament at the Mammoth Spring High School. Free throw for Willard is good. Give him 20 on the afternoon. He leads all scorers. And we'll try to add to that. 14 ticks of the clock remaining. Alton up 12, now 13 as Willard hits them both. There come the Couch Indians. Comet coaches saying, don't foul anybody. Just let them do whatever they want. Here's Larson, will shoot a long one. No good. Rebound controlled by Holzapple. Gives it to Ruddy, and that'll do it. 68-55 is your final. The Alton Comets win this one going away over the Couch Indians and take third place in the Battle of the Border tournament at the Mammoth Spring High School. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll be back in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sport Network.
Hi. This is Taylor Grubaugh with Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains. The Christmas season is one of making memories. And whether it was going to get this year's tree in Dad's Chevy truck or heading to Grandma's house on Christmas morning, loaded down with all the gifts in Mom's car, one thing was always the same. We were making memories together in a Chevrolet. Together, let's drive to Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC in West Plains.
Join the Alton Bank in welcoming their newest loan officer, Dylan Pitcock. He brings several years of banking experience and passion for helping people reach their financial goals. Dylan will be assisting customers with all types of loans, focusing on ag and consumer lending. Dylan was born and raised in West Plains and now lives in the Ozarks with his wife and their 3 kids. He looks forward to getting to know more folks in the community and helping them with everything from buying a vehicle to financing farming operations. Stop by the Alton Bank and say hello to their newest loan officer, Dylan Pitcock. Alton Bank, worth changing banks for. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
And we're back at the Battle of the Border tournament where the Alton Comets have lived up to their number 3 seed as they held off a very, very competitive Couch Indian team tonight. Final score, Mike Robertson, will not indicate how close this game was. Alton led 23-15 after the quarter break, but Couch outscored them 16-9 in the second quarter, made it a 1-point game at the half, 32-31. Alton outscored Couch 17-13 in the third quarter and led 49-44, but Couch came back, tied it up on a couple of occasions, had the lead for a while, and the Alton Comets hit shots down the stretch as they win it 68-55. And you might say for the Couch Indians tonight, I thought they just ran out of personnel. They got in foul trouble, had a couple of kids foul out, including their outstanding guard, Lance Morey. And we were trying to get a word with Coach Robbins, but I know Mike Robertson's got to get on the air before the next game starts. So, quick run down the scoring. Alton led by Caden Willard at 21. Jaron Holzapple had 19. 10 for Kendrick Sechrist, including 5 in the final minute. 5 points for Corbin Tharp. 6 for Jacob Ruddy. 2 for Grant Cawthon. And 5 for Mason Simmons off the Comet bench. For the Couch Indians, they were led by Dylan Larson. He had 16 on the night. 13 for Lance Morey before he fouled out. 10 for Coy Amick. 4 for Kendrick Williams, 3 for Dalton Royer, and 9 for Caden Massey. Again, Alton Comets win it. They improve their overall season record to 3-4. Couch Indians fall to 4-3.